Pleased to be joined by Patrick Marleau of the Toronto Maple Leafs as he phones in, fresh off his All-Star break. Now, Kip, you and I are going to get like one question here, and then Colby with his heritage in Saskatchewan is going to take over, they're going to talk all Sasky.
I don't know if I've ever talked to Patrick Marleau.
Seriously?
Swear to God.
Hey, remember Vito?
You could.
Nick?
Our buddy caller?
No. The guy from Saskatoon. Vito. Our buddy from Saskatoon. Remember, took us golfing and stuff at the memorial?
Yeah, I went to school with him.
Yeah. You went to
high school with
Vito?
That's his town.
Well, hey, Patrick, you know Vito, right?
They're family.
Yeah, I know Vito.
Yeah. The magic man?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, he took us golfing when we were out there for the Memorial Cup.
He's awesome. He just won a dance competition or something like that.
He's in one or something. I think they're family.
Yeah, they are. Are you
his
related
brother
to Vito?
And Vito's sister.
My brother's married to Vito's sister.
Boy, that's
did
tough.
You know Vito had sweet feet?
I did not know that. No.
Before you and Colby talk all Sasky, we'll get just your impressions on your first half season with the Toronto Maple Leafs and how you feel, because we know you spoke up a couple of weeks ago, so that tells me that you're fitting in just fine. And just your assessment of playing in Toronto compared to San Jose now.
It's been a big adjustment, that's for sure. But the group of guys has been great. I think, you know, things are going in the right direction for us, and it's been a big learning curve, but it's been fun. It's been a challenge, that's for sure.
Now, have you officially adopted Matthews and Marner? I mean, was there paperwork involved, or?
I think my wife would like that. Yeah, no, two great guys. I think I've had a lot of fun with them hanging out at home and even on the road, and obviously great players, but also great people too.
I think it's wise for you to adopt them, Patrick, and here's why. I saw a picture of your outdoor rink in your backyard, and I don't know if you probably didn't do this in California, but you could get those guys to maintain your rink. And what goes into that rink? That looks unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they did a great job, that's for sure. They have, Mitchie and Maddie are wondering why their numbers aren't up on the board, so I don't know what might have to do that for them.
And it's been a good winter. Like, have you got is it the whole thing with the compressors and all of that, or
it looks legit.
Is it on a natural?
Yeah. No, we have the compressor in case it gets too warm, but we haven't had that problem. So it's been going good. The kids are out there almost every day, and they're putting in a little work too, shoveling the snow. So it's always fun to see.
when you were looking for a house in Toronto, was that part of the search process? Was to have enough real estate to put a backyard rink in?
Well, being from Saskatchewan and growing up on a farm, I'm always attracted to open spaces and land. So as soon as I find a piece of land, I think of stuff I can put on it or do with it or just have it. It's nice to have a little piece of property where you can, you know, put a rink on or just go out in your backyard and have the kids run around.
So you had the All-Star break. You had a five-day break, mandatory with every team. You got to be feeling good here going into the last 30 games.
Yeah, no, it's good. We had the last two games we played were before the break, All-Star break, were pretty good. I think, it's a sprint to the finish now, 31 games. Things always start to tighten up with the playoff picture. So you got to make sure that you're giving it every night to, you know, keep yourself in that playoff picture.
Were you surprised how much attention your intermission speech received from the game in Ottawa?
Yeah, quite a bit.
And can you repeat it for us?
Yeah, no, I blacked out. I don't remember what I said. No, I didn't say anything that the guys didn't already know. And, you know, it's nice when, you know, say something and actually turns out, you know, you get some response and everybody does plays hard and you get the win. But so everybody pulled together there and we needed that win in a big way. We were, you know, skidding there for a little bit, so it was good to have the group come together like they did.
Now, Patrick, that makes a lot of sense with your experience and the Leafs being that young. But were there moments in San Jose where you needed to do something like that? How often would that have happened in San Jose?
Yeah, there were moments over the course of my career. Obviously, you don't when you do things like that, you don't want to have to do that a lot during a season. And we had some pretty good teams, and we had some really good leaders in San Jose to to step up and say things. But I couldn't tell you how many times I've done it or over the years. Probably, who knows? But it's. It's just one of those things. Sometimes when, you feel the heat of the moment or things are going one way and you try and correct them going the other way, it's just, just kind of, it's all feel, I guess, what I'm trying to say.
You tracking 30 goals right now? You keeping that in mind with your pace?
It would be nice, yeah. I think having played as long as I have, it's, you got to, take it game by game and try and do it that way. I don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, I think I could probably try and get a few more on the power play, try and get that going. playing a couple games here with Mitchie Marner and the way he sees the ice, and I might get a few more looks and try and get up there and get that number again.
Yeah, with the bye weeks now just you're obviously an older player. Have you noticed a difference? I mean, I ran into you a few times playing against you, and you winded me. Solid guy, take care of yourself, strong. Have you noticed a difference in your body at all as the season wears on here with the way the schedules are?
These breaks, you got to take full advantage of them, I think, get some rest in. But I think the league has gotten so much better and faster that coaches have realized that, and they're pretty good about knowing when teams need a break or take that 10 minutes less in practice or whatnot. So it's been good that way, and I try and stay on top of how I feel and do a lot of ice cold baths, some massages on the road, and just things like that, stretching, rolling out. The games, it's gotten pretty good. It's all about, as soon as that game's over, it's all about recovering and getting ready for that next game. So but the body's felt good, but you gotta do all those little things to make sure it stays that way.
He's a body maintenance guy and an ice maintenance guy too.
Yeah, he's got it all. We gotta fly. Thanks for doing this, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys, appreciate it.